Hello and welcome to the Pirate Party Australia webcast, dedicated to the discussion of freedom of information and culture, government transparency and civil liberties in the internet age. I'm Sam Kearns and this is episode number 6 for Sunday 27th of January 2013. A very long hiatus to an all-new season. I'm going to be doing a new show format because the old shows took me more than 10 hours each to produce. So I had a bit of a brainstorm about it. I thought, how can I make this happen? And I thought, look, the best thing I can do is to actually make it a live show because I spend a lot of time editing, redoing takes, researching stories, all these sorts of things, and in the end, it ends up taking me a long time to put all that together. But I thought if I make it a live show, then I don't have time to edit and chop and change things around and throw things away if I don't like them. It just is what it is, and I can bang it out in one take, which means no audio editing, and that's how it'll be. So the new show is going to be done as a Google Hangout, which means it's broadcast live on YouTube, which also means I get a video element so that the webcast can be not only podcast, which it still will be, but also video. And just speaking of webcast, being the first webcast, there's going to be a little bit of seeing how the sausage is made here because I just want to go and quickly check that the recording is actually happening. And it is. Okay. Now, another thing that I am intending to do with this webcast now that it's live is to make it a bit more interactive, have chat. I'm intending the main #PPAU channel in our usual Pirate Party IRC is going to be the main chat channel for the show. I won't be using the chat in the Google Hangout because there's just no need for us to have an additional channel. I'm intending for this new show to be live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. It'll just be a recap of the weekly news, what's been going on in the party, and maybe some more news from outside around the world. It's going to be no specific length. It's just going to be as long or as short as it needs to be. Whatever I have prepared to go, that's what it's going to be. And so without further ado, I'm going to get on to what I've got on the news list. The first one is, of course, and a major reason that I decided this week I really had to do this, this was a New Year's resolution, by the way, was the Pirate Party webcast absolutely must get started up again. And what finally gave me the kick in the pants was that on Monday of this week, Pirate Party Australia officially became a registered political party of Australia. So champagne corks all round. It's been a very long time coming. Huge thanks to all the people who made such a big effort in the National Council. Brendan Malloy, Mozart Palmer, Simon Frew. I know Phoenix had a pretty big hand in there as well. I'm sure there are more. You know who you are. I did a little bit. But that's fantastic. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. This is the beginning. It's the end of one little chapter, but it's really very much the beginning of the party. And it's only 6 very short months until we are probably going to be facing a federal election. So once again, congratulations, everyone. And looking forward to what's going to happen next. And in fact, what is going to happen next is the Policy Development Committee, because we have a lot of policy to develop for the party, and there's so much to work on, and just recently the National Council has convened the Policy Development Committee, and we asked for people to nominate themselves to be voted in, and then the National Council voted on those people, and I can announce that our Policy Development Committee now consists of Mark Gibbons is the chair, Andrew Downing, David Crafty, Melanie Thomas, Daniel Judge, Rodney Sikowski, and myself, Sam Kearns. So we thoroughly encourage anyone to get involved. If you want to have a hand in the development of policy for the party, you can get involved simply by emailing policydev@pirateparty.org.au or looking up information that we'll be posting on the pirateparty.org.au wiki. You can get that from the website. Just up the top, there's a link, wiki. Already we're having to move very quickly. I believe it is in March. The National Council has penciled in a Congress for us to get together and actually vote on new policy for the Pirate Platform. So the Policy Development Committee is hitting the ground running because we need to get it's basically our responsibility in the Policy Dev Committee to get all of the stuff into that's going to be input into that Congress. We've already voted on starting up working groups for policy such as improving protection for whistleblowers, harm reduction drug policy, standardized feed-in tariffs for solar energy, legalization or recognition of gay marriage, recognition that is not a word, legalizing gay marriage, constitutional bill of rights, removing tax-free status for religious institutions, looking at government tax breaks for innovation, etc. So if any of those things sound exciting to you, I thoroughly encourage you to email policydev@pirateparty.org.au to get involved, because we really need people to help us to brainstorm ideas on these. So we're really looking forward to that. Okay, I'm just getting some feedback in the chat channel here that there's a lot of static on the line. I'm just going to go and have a look in my... Let me see. Does that fix it? Is the static any better now? Waiting for someone in chat to mention. No, it's no better. Well, it's not on my end. I can tell you that. Unfortunately, it's probably just the... that's how it comes through Google Hangout. I know that there is a lot of noise introduced. I have done a few tests where I've recorded like this, because when you finish broadcasting, it then processes it and posts it as a video on YouTube. And so I can listen to it back, and I've done some tests like that and listened to it, and it's not too flash. I just had to sort of console myself with the fact that I am recording the audio separately, and that when it goes out on the podcast feed, that will be the usual pristine audio that I try to put out. I'd really like to be able to possibly rip the YouTube video, replace the audio with the audio that I've recorded here locally, and then repost it. And that might end up happening anyway, because these videos are going to be posted onto my personal account when an official video should probably be posted to the actual PPAU account. Yes, hello, Phoenix. No, you're not really AFK. Alrighty. So that was enough about the Policy Development Committee. On to some international pirate news. Okay, and a bit of a somber note, the community is still reflecting on the suicide of Aaron Swartz. It was about a fortnight ago. There's still a lot of discussion because it really is a terrible case where, of prosecutorial bullying, really, that... led to this poor man's death. Aaron Swartz, for those who maybe don't know, was a well-known information activist. He was under prosecution for charges related to hacking into and copying a large repository of academic research. Since his death, investigation into the case against him is looking more and more like prosecutorial bullying, as I already mentioned. I've discovered that state prosecutors who were originally looking into the case had no interest in pursuing felony charges or jail time. They were only considering a break and enter charge which would be continued without finding, which kind of sounds like what in Australia we'd call a suspended sentence, until the US attorney, Carmen Ortiz, decided to make an example of Swartz and go for the maximum possible charges, which carried upwards of 50 years jail if everything was to stick. Retired federal judge Nancy Gertner, whose name you might know from the Tenenbaum trial, says that US prosecutors get rewarded for high-profile takedowns, which basically incentivizes them to beat up the cases in as high as they can, basically just to pad their resume. So, yeah, that's looking pretty awful for Aaron Swartz. You know, I mean, usually, your first reaction is to think, oh, well, you know, that they're trying to make an example of hackers, or, you know, they don't like these new sort of information socialists as such. But unfortunately, you know, it looks like it's not even that. It's just a simple case of careerism, which is very sad. In other news, Kim.com launches his new mega service, I believe on the first anniversary of the mega upload raids. His new mega service is using... is using encryption on the user side to keep everything encrypted before it even reaches his service. Now, it's already coming under some criticism for the strength of that encryption and the fact that it's not anonymous. However, he had unprecedented demand on the first day with over half a million users signing up. They had trouble keeping the service up. However, since then, I've learned that an Australian by the name of Robert King, who heads an anti-piracy outfit called Stop File Lockers, already announced that they're determined to have his payment processing cut off. So we'll see how they go with that. Kim.com says that they have a huge team of lawyers making sure that everything is above board, I've heard that it's quite possibly the most legally scrutinized startup in the history of tech. In similar news, BitTorrent have a new service called Sync. And Sync is going to use BitTorrent to sync files between your own devices. So this isn't for sharing with other people, but for keeping files synchronized between your computer and your phone, and possibly backup servers and things like that. Details are sketchy at this stage as the software is still in alpha and it's invitation only. So, once that becomes a bit more public, we'll probably learn a bit more what that's about. So that's all I've got for tonight. Looking forward to a more interactive show with live comments via IRC and Twitter in future editions and possibly a larger audience. Thank you to Mozart, Hazemir, Run DLL and Phoenix for being in the channel with me this evening. And I'll cue the final music. Okay, the Pirate Party Australia webcast, including all music, is written, recorded and produced by Sam Kearns for Pirate Party Australia, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. Thanks for listening.